All right, welcome back. Connor Happer, Josh Hussin with you on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. We've been wondering about this for a little while. There was a report out of Tempe last night. Watch out for them devil now, Josh.
That's right.
The publisher for SunDevilSource.com, watch out for them devil now, Chris Karpman, had this to offer.
More like Chris Barfman.
Hey, what do we have against Chris?
I have nothing. I have no idea.
Nothing. He's great.
I'm sure he's a fine reporter.
Okay. He has this to offer. Let's see if you believe him. Senior Nebraska quarterback transfer Jeff Sims is currently visiting Arizona State, I've learned. Here's what he says about Jeff. Great size, impressive athlete, and arm talent, but struggled with turnovers in a few games last season.
Just a few games.
The few games that he played, he did struggle.
That's right.
Before that, he was a three-year starter at Georgia Tech. He had 31 career touchdown passes and 29 interceptions. I'd like to pull up my other spreadsheet, the drive chart from last year. And
okay.
Maybe I should send this to Chris Karp, Barfman. All right. Jeff Sims. I have tracked Jeff Sims as the quarterback on... Now, there was one drive where all three of them played, so I can't remember if that number is in there or not in there. And then there was, of course, his hilarious drive against Purdue. Do you remember when he randomly showed up against Purdue after Heine got hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. One of the most disgusting things. So I have Jeff Sims have operating 26 drives last year in his Nebraska career.
Not a ton.
No. Not a very good sample size, but we do have this. 46% of them ended in a turnover. He turned the ball over on half his drives. It was incredible. I don't think we've ever seen anything like that before. I've never seen that before.
Some might call it record-setting play by Jeff Sims.
Some might call it that. That's right. 12 out of the 26 drives that Jeff Sims was the quarterback for ended in a turnover. Six of them were interceptions by Jeff, and six of them were fumbles. And I can't remember specifically if they were all by him, but I think at least five of them were. So there you go.
My God, man.
For the record, three of them ended in a touchdown. Remember when they did that wacko play in the first game against Minnesota and they threw it back to him and he had to run and go pick it up and then he threw it for a touchdown?
Yep,
that was one of his touchdowns.
That was
one of his touchdowns last year. So, no, I don't think it ended up – it didn't end up very good for Jeff in his lone year at Nebraska. Now, let's talk about the Arizona State situation for a second. They were – I don't know if they were planning on having Jalen Rashada, the...
Mr. Moneybags.
That's exactly right, Josh. Thank you. Jalen Rashada is their quarterback this year. He had transferred there. He is now back into the portal. Hmm. And so, coincidentally, the only reasonable quarterback that they have left there, this is why they're in the portal again, looking for quarterbacks and accepting a Jeff Sims visit, is because they only have one, and his name is, see if this sounds familiar, Sam Levitt, the transfer from Michigan State. That's right. He ended up at Arizona State after kicking the tires on Nebraska, along with various other places. So Sam Levitt's their quarterback, and Jeff Sims is taking a visit. He has resurfaced. And it's just a great excuse to go back through the turnover numbers from last year.
I've heard these numbers before, and they are still staggering.
They get shocking. They honestly get more shocking every time, I think. Jeff Sims led Nebraska to points on five of his 26 drives last year. Double those were turnovers. Double those. Double plus one, actually. 12 of them ended in a turnover. I mean, that's crazy. And so I was thinking, like, you know, you remember, I think, the first two games of the year. It was like, this cannot keep happening. He's turning the ball over at an astounding rate. Because remember, the thing about him coming in was, well, he turns the ball over too much.
Mm-hmm.
Which is true.
We watched ACC Network. We know what happened.
We watched ACC Network. But remember, he was turning the ball over at like an absurd rate. An absurd rate.
Here at Nebraska.
Here at Nebraska. And I thought, well, if he just does what he's done the rest of his career and brings it down to that rate, it will be about five times better than whatever is happening right now. There was three interceptions at Minnesota. There was also a fumble at Minnesota. I don't know if that was his or not. And then in the Colorado game, he fumbled a snap. They fumbled another one. Then he threw an interception, and that's where Gus Johnson was like, you have to take him out. And then they came back out for the third quarter, and remember, he threw the touchdown. It was like a long touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, on the next drive, they punted. And then his final full drive ended up being another fumble. So Jeff Sims had fumbled already, or his drives had ended in five fumbles in the first two games of the year to go along with four interceptions.
Wow.
It wasn't a very good rate. Then he got hurt. We didn't see him again. Mm-hmm. But then he randomly resurfaced in that Purdue game. And they just kind of put him in there. And so let me tell you what happened on that drive. Four plays. They ended up getting 6 yards. But of course, the last play was a fumble that was scooped up in return for a touchdown.
That's right. One of those first three plays was a nice gainer. And
well, I think another one of those, I'm going to go back to the Purdue game log real quick.
Because
I think another one of those plays, Josh, was like an almost fumble. I'm pretty sure they put the ball on the ground during one of those other plays.
And he just fell on it, ending the play. Maybe that's what I'm remembering.
Nebraska football stat books. 2023
Purdue.
Give me Purdue. I took the long route here, I'm sure, but
the Boilermakers.
So now I have to search out Mr. Sims. And let's see. Okay, here we go. Nebraska leads 24-6.
Hell yeah.
Jeff Sims is in. He hands the ball off to Anthony Grant.
Uh-huh.
It went for 4 yards.
It sure did.
Then he handed the ball off to Anthony Grant again.
Mm-hmm.
It went for 2 yards. So at that point, you're at 3rd and 4, and you're like, we're good.
We're good. We're just handing it to Anthony Grant.
We're going to punt.
Because Jeff, yep. Mm-hmm.
We're going to punt. Mm-hmm. We're going to punt. Then, gosh, and I can't remember exactly how this play went, but they did a quarterback keeper. Uh-huh. Out of the shotgun, and Jeff Sims ran, and he did not fumble.
He did not fumble.
So they got it to 4th and 1, and then they had a delay of game.
Always good.
To push him back to 4th and 6. But then there was a Purdue offsides to get them back to 4th and 1. Is this what you're reading on your book too,
yep.
Josh? Okay,
yep.
Good. And then
then what happened?
And then Jeff Sims, it says, shotgun number 7, Jay Sims, rush middle for 3 yards to the Purdue 45, fumbled by number 7, Jeff Sims, at Purdue 45, forced by number 4, K. Jenkins,
then
recovered by number 4, K. Jenkins, at Purr 45. Number 4, K. Jenkins, runs 55 yards to the Neb 000 touchdown.
That's right. And they got the 2-point conversion. Not that Jeff Sims had anything to do with that, but.
That was the one game I went to last year, and I thought, what the hell is going on? They were so in control of that game.
Yep.
That was another 0-0 after the first quarter game. They were up 21-0 going into the fourth quarter. Yep.
And then it was like, oh. And
it was like, what's going to happen here? Yeah. So did we ever see? Oh, yeah. And then he came back in the stupid Maryland game. Okay, hold on. One more.
I think that's the one where he dropped the ball but fell on it. And
get me to the Maryland game. All right, let's search a little Sims. Just
bear with us.
Indulge me here real quick. Let's see.
The bad man can't hurt you anymore. He's going to the desert.
So he had a drive that ended. It was a good drive. It was moving. He had a good run on the drive. They were going. They were on the sixth play of the drive. He had run a little bit. He had passed a little bit. He's like, what is going on here?
Oh, looking at this box score and the play-by-play. God, this reminds me. This was one of those infuriating games where just win the game. They're letting you win the game.
This was live on Peacock, by the way.
Just take it.
And then the drive ended on the Maryland 30 when it was intercepted in the end zone.
Yep.
Nice. All right, we continue down the list.
Yeah.
What else did Sims do?
He threw two picks that day.
Two picks and a fumble, I think.
Yep.
So the next drive was a punt. Then he led him on a touchdown drive. And then they had a field goal. And then fumble interception. This is amazing. And those are both in the fourth quarter. And then they put the Chubster in, right? Yeah, then they put Chubb in. And that's when, he threw the pick in the end zone. Oh, man. Man, are we going to watch the season over again? Like, should we take a day and just, like, pick a game and then watch it one night and then come back and just recap it the next day? Is that a June thing?
So much pain. But, I mean, sure. Oh. If called upon, I will provide.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate you. You're always the provider. Is there anything in the comment section? Don't do this to us again, Charles. Jesse says, remember last year's spring game, Jeff Sims was the clear-cut starter after that? I do. He also fumbled and threw picks various times in the spring game as well.
Yeah, I remember coming back from the spring game and going, boy, that looked terrible. But it's just a spring game.
John writes in, I'm surprised that that Chris, the tweeter, didn't point out in his breakdown of Jeff Sims that he, quote, catches almost all of the shotgun snaps. Greg and Myrtle Beach is here.
Oh, hi, Greg.
He says, interesting that you failed to mention the delay of game caused by middle school rules coaching and Satterfield's snail speed play calling. Yeah, it could have been that. It could have also been a very confused Jeff Sims wondering why he was in the football game. He was not ready to go in. Breaking news. That situation.
I picture the New York Jets, I'm seeing ghosts graphic.
Yeah. One quick news item before we take a break here.
Oh, I love news.
Just let me just hit the beginning of this real quick.
See you. Let me do this again so we get a clean take.
What happened?
But we know what we want, and we're going to get it. I'm a head coach.
Okay, so you know what that's going to be, right? That's a Coach Prime update.
Coach Prime update.
Colorado running back Dylan Edwards is what, Josh? Finish the sentence for me.
Packing his Louis.
That's right. And what it actually says is expected to enter the transfer portal.
Same thing.
Do they have any running backs anymore?
That's not important. Nebraska doesn't. Or they have two or three very good ones. I'm not sure.
So let's go back and quickly check on. So Colorado's leading rusher last year was Dylan Edwards, 321 yards. Their fourth leading rusher was Alton McCaskill, 59 yards. Their third leading rusher was Sivion Wilkerson, 190 yards last year. Didn't get much done in the run game last year, Josh.
Well, they had that terrible O-line, remember?
All three of those guys are in the portal.
Platcat reminds us Dallas Hayden from Ohio State just transferred to Colorado. Mm.
Yep.
So they'll have him.
Well, he's a superstar. He's a stud. Man, Edwards is pretty good. Edwards is a pretty good player.
Yeah.
He had some breakaway runs last year. Maybe he'll transfer to Nebraska. I'd take him.
With open arms.
Please. Come any, come all. Running backs, please.
We'll take care of you.
Alan Bell's next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.